there's many issues. As a business professor, I'm always thinking about the economy. What worries me about the policies today is we're almost doing the opposite of what we need to be doing to attract working families to Iowa. The labor crisis, the shortage of workers, that's the number one issue in business today. Iowa is, as a state, we are competing with other states to attract working families. And in order to do that, when I was in the military, every time my wife and I had to move with our family, and we relocated to seven different states in 20 years, there were moves within there. We always looked at the school districts first. So if a working family is thinking about, you know, should I move to Minnesota or Iowa, there's jobs in both states. Well, if you have children or you're thinking about having children, then the quality of the schools in Minnesota are going to win out because their public schools are still rated highly. And Iowa's public schools for the longest time were rated in the top three. Now we're in the bottom 25. So that's definitely a priority to be able to attract working families. We have to have great schools. Likewise, I would say that some of the extreme position on women's reproductive rights, that will also be a barrier that will prevent women. You know, half our workforce is female. It'll prevent females from coming into our state. And if the woman doesn't want to move here, her boyfriend, her husband, they're not going to want to move here either. Not only that, but we're a state that's already running short on OBGYNs. 80 of our 99 counties don't have OBGYNs. And when these super restrictions are put in place, we see OBGYNs that will leave those states because, you know, they're going to fear of being arrested for doing their job. So protecting women's reproductive rights is certainly a priority of mine. And then another one that I'm passionate about is I'm pro-union. Like I said, my dad was a Teamster truck driver. I understand well that, you know, unions allow for better jobs, better pay, better benefits. And for me, it's just simple math. The more Iowans that are doing well economically, the better the state does economically. So it's very important to me that we try to move as many people out of poverty, try to enlarge our middle class. Because when we have a bigger middle class, and that's more people that can go into the restaurants to eat, more people that can go into our shops to shop, etc. So those would be the three priorities for me, is ensuring quality education, safeguarding women's reproductive rights, and then fighting for our working families so they have access to great jobs.